Blog Talk Radio. The Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole Waters, Wow She Does It All, and thanks so much for joining us for this segment. This broadcast is a resource of www.wowshedoesitall.com, and the Wow Seat features five signature segments that are each hosted on different platforms, and these segments are specifically designed for helping individuals to level up their wow factor in the areas such as lifestyle, career, and more. And the primary purpose of this platform is to feature special guests that are making a difference in the world or in their primary industries with their worthwhile, outstanding works, which I call your WOW works or your WOW mission. And you can learn more about the different segments by visiting our Tumblr platform at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. And you also can follow the WOW Seat podcast on Facebook. Well, our core focus for today is on becoming more enlightened to discover your leadership wow factor with our special guest, Genuine Power Enhancer for Leaders and Chief Media Communicator, Gina Gartner. And I've also included in the show description a brief bio about her, links to her primary website, and also there's a free Enlightened Leadership Blueprint and a link to an opportunity to become an affiliate with her signature program that we're going to be talking about today. So I'm very, very delighted to feature Gina on the Wow Seat, and I want to share a few words about her before I welcome her to the show. Now, to me, Gina represents what I would say the embodiment of the word genuine, and really at the highest level. And she is by far one of the most sincere and kind-spirited and empowering people that you really could ever meet. What I would like to say about her leadership mastery is that she certainly has cultivated that at a deeper level than the average leader. And not only that, I really feel that she has refined her mastery in such a unique way. And I believe that's what sets her apart as an agent of change in this era. So I'm really excited that you all will get to hear from her and feel the depths of her passions for serving and expanding her influence of enlightenment and more. So it is my total delight to welcome Gina to the Wow Seat. Welcome, Gina.
Hello there. I'm so pleased to be with you.
I am so glad that you are here, because today this topic is one that is really required for the shifts in leadership that are taking place. And as I mentioned, just my words about you is that you certainly are someone within your leadership who has developed a depth of mastery to me, and that's why you're able to enlighten others and really enhance the leadership of this era in a very, very unique way. So I'm excited to speak with you today.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, before we jump into the topic for today, I would like to ask you this question. If you could share with our listening audience, it doesn't have to be big or elaborate, but what has been your most recent wow moment?
For me, I have wild moments all the time. There was a fabulous sunset yesterday, and to stand and just watch the majesty of nature as it unfolded in front of me. But earlier this month, I launched the Enlightened Leadership Program, and to see the membership site all done, all finished, everything ready to go, that too was a wow moment.
Yes. Oh, no, that's great. That I love what you said, and I co-sign that there's so many wow moments that we have. I honestly feel that life is one big wow, and I see it in the subtle and the significant things. That it's always great to hear how others perceive living their wow lives, and both of what you shared are certainly wows. And congratulations on getting your site done. That's amazing.
Thank you. There's been delays and challenges, but we're there now, and I'm really excited about it. We can now move forward, which is wonderful.
Yes, that is wonderful, because your work is really required during this time for our shifting in leadership. So let's talk about your work. Tell the listening audience what your WOW work is, your WOW mission.
My mission is to positively impact on 1 million people in the next 5 years, and to do that by creating a shift in the way in which people lead themselves, their families, their organizations. So not necessarily for me to individually touch those million, but just like when you throw a stone into a pond and you get ripples, when you have an enlightened leader, whether that's in a family context or a business context, the impact of that ripples out and affects not only the person involved, but also all of the people that they are in contact with.
Absolutely, absolutely. Beautifully stated, beautifully stated. Yeah, that is such a unique mission, and that certainly is a wow, worthwhile, outstanding work and perspective. It is about that rippling effect, and I really like how you shared that it's not necessarily that you will impact them directly with maybe even if they're in your program or not, but just what you're putting out, the energy, the intention, and just however they're able to connect with a piece of you to be able to make that effect. You have that ripple effect. I feel that just right now, and from what I know about you and my own personal experience too.
Thank you. If you look at what's going on in businesses, for example, in families all the way around the world, when the person who's in charge, the leader, is not empowered, not enlightened, who leads from a place of keeping themselves and all those around them small, then life becomes very challenging. So, you know, in the UK alone, £70 billion a year is lost by days off because of stress, anxiety and depression. And they think twice that amount for with people who are present but not firing on all cylinders. And most of those people cite poor leadership as one of the major reasons for their stress, whether they're the leaders themselves or whether they're part of the team. It makes such sense to lead in an enlightened way, because not only do you step into your power, but you facilitate and nurture other people stepping into their power too. So being genuine in your power enables other people to do the same.
Yes. That is perfect. I love how you shared that, how you expressed that, because I was actually going to ask you, you know, why is it so important to become enlightened in as it relates to the enhancement of leadership? And you really summed it up there, but I would actually like for you to kind of expound upon that a little bit more, because this is a very deep topic and very much needed. Because I sometimes don't believe others understand what it really means to be enlightened. So can you maybe talk about that a little bit?
Maybe the best way to do that is to give an example of an organization and people I've worked with.
Perfect.
Because
yes.
I think if you talk about it in abstract terms, people find it quite hard to take on board.
Yeah.
And I started working with a company who make teeth, crowns, dentures, and that sort of thing. They were successful when I started working with the owner who also worked within the business. They made £500,000 worth of teeth a year. All of the members of staff worked piece rate. They did their job. They worked long hours. They were often in work for seven, often didn't finish till, 7, 8 o'clock at night. The director owner was very, very stressed. And part of the reason that he was so stressed is that everybody that needed anything confirmed, needed support, everything, they came to him and they asked him the question. And he was finding himself more and more stressed. When I started to work with him, part of what being an enlightened leader means is everything has to start with you. It's no good looking outside of yourself for things to blame. You have to take radical responsibility as the leader for what's going on. How you're approaching it is going to be having an impact. So the first part of the work was to work with him on him, helping him to recognize that everything he's, and it's true of us all, everything we say or do, how and when we say or do it, or whether we do it at all, is a choice. And so what he was doing, the behaviors that he was using, actually fed the habits that he wanted to reduce. So people would come and he would be thinking to himself, well, you know how to do that, get on with it. But he would answer them. He would be ratty about doing it, but he would still give them an answer. Rather than developing their confidence to actually take on board the role of, is this good enough, themselves. So we started working with him in terms of him having the confidence and the understanding of the principles of setting his vision, his high expectations, and holding people to account in a really positive way. We reorganized the whole of the business, so instead of being on piecework, they all became salaried, and they started to work as a team. So instead of that's my job, and if I'm very busy and you're not so busy, I work till 9 or 10 o'clock at night, they all started to work as a team. And now they start at 8. Most days they're finished by 5:30. And on Friday afternoon, they usually go to the pub for a drink at 3. The production has gone up. They don't make £500,000 worth of teeth. They've just had their last year's statement, £890,000 worth of teeth in less hours with the same people. People are enjoying their job. They're a learning lab. Thursday is learning day, and everybody on Thursday has the role of teaching a skill to somebody else. The whole tenor of the place has changed. Why? Because Tom, the leader, has changed. He now recognizes that how he is has a direct impact on everybody. Now, his wife, who also works in the business, says that family life has changed too, not only because he's around, but because he's not stressed, because he's using the same techniques with family and friends. And it works.
Oh, wow, that was an incredible story. That was an incredible story and a significant transformation for sure. One of the things I love that you started out with as you were sharing this was about him taking radical responsibility, because that is so important. That is really the genesis of enlightenment for sure, and how you level up to be enhanced as a leader. Because as you mentioned, everything starts with us. And if we don't make those shifts that we need to make in lifestyle and in professionalism, then it impacts everybody, your family and your business, your organization. Things don't change until we do. So you did an incredible job of helping him shift and making that ripple effect where it changed the dynamics of everything.
And the interesting thing is that it doesn't matter what the business is, it doesn't matter which circumstances people in, these principles and strategies work.
They do. You're right. And I want you to tell our listening audience a little bit more about your program that you have the Enlightened Leadership Program, because I really believe that this is a unique work that's going to help leaders unleash more of their wow factor. Because how can we really do the worthwhile, outstanding work in the world the way that we could on a higher level if we don't have this level of consciousness of enlightenment? So could you talk more about your program?
The program is quite different to anything that I've ever found anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based
mm-hmm.
on 30 years of experience of building people's confidence about themselves and their capacity to think mindfully, to be conscious mm-hmm. about their thinking, rather than, as most of us, 95% of what we say or do is habitual.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
what I've
true.
Recognized from working with people is that you have to have a sustained amount of time. So the program is 10 months long. Because
okay.
most people go on a leadership program, and the research shows that 6 months later, only between 7 and 10% of what they've learned is still being used. And that's because it hasn't changed the person.
Mm.
So this is a holistic approach. There's mm-hmm. two distinct mm-hmm. but very closely interrelated strands, one which is all about personal development, personal and spiritual development. It's about your beliefs, developing a great relationship with yourself, and every relationship that we have with others is a direct reflection of the relationship we have with ourselves.
Absolutely.
It's looking about how you define success and how you go towards achieving it, managing change and transition, and looking at what's
yeah.
your true purpose. But the other side is looking at leadership. And this is about leadership with true integrity, compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And compassion is, you know, it's having empathy with people. But
yeah.
empathy in and of itself doesn't change things. So this is empathy in action. And it's also about having the courage to do what's right,
mm-hmm.
even though sometimes it's tricky.
Yeah.
Because being a leader brings with it a responsibility, but the rewards are amazing.
Mm.
Now, the program can be delivered anywhere in the world because it's all delivered over the internet. However, there's one-on-one support from a leadership facilitator, and right throughout the program, there's that one-on-one support with them through email, through the live Facebook group. There's twice monthly interactive group coaching sessions. The whole program is then, in terms of the content, is delivered through video, PowerPoint, audio, activities, core books, but you're supported throughout. And that support means if things are going wrong, then there's somebody there who can help you. If things
mm-hmm.
are going well, somebody there who can champion you. And if you're
awesome.
Trying to kid yourself, there's somebody there to challenge you. It's
that
accredited
is wonderful.
By the Chartered Institute of Professional Development, who are the biggest kite markers of professional development programs in the UK. And it counts for 120 CE hours across the 10 months. And part
okay.
of the program
Neat.
Is to do a project, something you want to do within your business, within your organization or your family, and we will help you do that.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. That's an amazing program. And as I mentioned earlier, from what I know about you and your level of leadership mastery, you are certainly the one who was engineered for this work to bring it in the world, because it really is needed. And something I like that you talked about a little bit earlier in terms of your program being unique and different than what has traditionally been in the statistics that you gave in terms of when leaders enroll in a program and then within a short amount of time they've already deviated from, you know, from the process. With your program, it has so many levels and layers that are there for support, and support is very important. And as you mentioned, the accountability and also letting them know they're going to be challenged because we have to be challenged and stretched in order to evolve.
I absolutely agree with you. I mean, the important thing for people to recognize about this is it's not for the faint-hearted or for the people who just want a tick-box exercise. If that's what you want, then
good point.
This is not for you. But if you truly want to make a difference, if you really want to improve the quality of your own life and those around you, and that you have a sense of purpose where, you know, you want to leave a living legacy. And for me, why wait till you're dead? Why not leave your legacy? And in fact, if we do it anyway, with every word we speak, for every word we withhold, for every action. And so this is leadership for life. It's about making a difference. And in the long term, the plan is that people who go through this program will support others in other programs and get together on a regular basis to continue to grow and challenge one another, but to do that in a group of like-minded people who really do care. If you like, the spiritual matriarchs and patriarchs, people who want to make a shift, and I don't think the world has ever needed a shift in the quality of leadership more than it does now at every strata of society.
I absolutely agree. Yeah, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. This is wonderful. This is amazing. I'm really so happy that you are explaining this the way that you are and putting the emphasis on certain parts of this. This is great. I do want to ask you, for the leaders who have never gone on an enlightened journey, they don't really know what that process is. Do you have some advice that you would like to offer, or how do they start the journey to enlightenment?
I think the first step is to recognize that you as an individual have so much to offer. That whatever you've learned over your years, and beliefs are often installed very early on, you know, I'm not worthy, I can't do this, I'm not good enough. If you think that you don't have the power to make a difference, think about a mosquito in your room at night. That mosquito is tiny, but it has a huge impact.
Mm-hmm.
And you, every one of us, makes an impact, whether we know it or not, every second of every day. And
very
so
true.
You are enlightened. My view is that people need some help to find it sometimes. That, you know, we are all the most amazing, unique human beings. We come with huge skills and experience and enthusiasms. The important thing with this is that you have a will, that you want to be the best version of yourself, and to do that, and then that you wish to support and help other people to do the same.
Yes.
And if that's something that really attracts you, then, you know, on the website you can book a discovery call. Come and have a conversation. What have you got to lose apart from a little bit of time?
Yes.
Go and look at the enlightenedleadership.co website. There's loads of information there. But if there's things that you want to ask or things that you want to find out, then email me. You can do that through the website or book a call. Every day that you are on this earth is precious. And for me, people who are enlightened want to make the most of that. And that's
Absolutely.
Not about, you know, whether you wear designer clothes or you've got a big car. It's about what's the difference that you are making on this earth to yourself and to the people around you and to the people in the wider community and world.
Yes, yes. That passion of yours just flows through. It just does. It's just so wonderful. I love hearing you express and articulate this, because you really hit it at a deeper level, and we can feel that. At least I can. I get that from you. And I know we have just a little over 5 minutes left in this segment, but I wanted to ask you, are there any other endeavors or projects that you have going on or coming up that you want us to know about?
There is, for people who are not in a leadership program, there's the personal and spiritual development program, which people can engage in, and that's about improving and developing your life, giving yourself the best shot to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. There's the Thrive Tribe. My view is that so many people are working in isolation, I mean, when mm-hmm. I say working, I don't mean necessarily just professionally, but personally, that mm-hmm. even in a family or in a very crowded environment, we can feel yeah. unseen and unheard. The mm-hmm. Thrive Together Tribe is a group of people. It's a monthly subscription. It's not a great deal of money, $37 a month, for which you get okay. access to personal and spiritual development. There's twice monthly coaching calls. There's support. There's a Facebook group. You have access to the whole of the genuinely new membership site, loads of resources, mm-hmm. lots of support, so that you can come into a safe space and feel yeah. supported and cared about and meet other people who also want that safe space. So supporting them when there's a challenge, celebrating when things go well, mm-hmm. and ultimately an opportunity to be seen, heard, and validated. And if people are interested in that, they'll find that and the relationship bridge on the genuinely-you.com website. And again, if you want to set up a call, you'll find that on the website there's the opportunity to do that. And then for those who want fast track, who want one-on-one support, who really want to turn their lives about, there's the It's All About You coaching program. And it's not about a selfish program. It's about, you know, really investing in you in order to be the best you that you can be. And again, that's on the genuinely-you.com website.
Wonderful.
So there's lots there.
Wonderful. Yes, yes. That is a plethora of awesomeness. That's great.
Thank you. And people can join the Genuinely You Facebook group.
Okay.
We put lots of posts to just give you a lift, and people can ask questions, and you know, there's an interaction within that group if people are interested in that.
Wow. Gina, just thank you so much. This has been wonderful. This is, you always over-deliver, and your messages are just beyond impactful. And, wow, you definitely have enlightened myself more, and I know the audience today. So I really appreciate you being on the Wow Suite and sharing all of what you shared today.
It's been my pleasure and my privilege. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, you are most welcome, and you will certainly be invited back to other platforms as well. So I'm going to wish you a wow day, and just want to thank you again for providing this experience for us today.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow. Okay, talk about new levels of enlightenment and leadership empowerment. That certainly took place here on the Wow Seat today. She is just phenomenal. I love her energy, her passion. Just, she really does bring the wow to the next level of leadership and more. Well, thanks so much for tuning in to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole Waters, Wow She Does It All, and you can learn more about me on my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. And as always, until the next segment, make it a wow day and stay blessed.